Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearance, our appearance, our appearance.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here once again for a Let's Talk Truth broadcast. Hi, my name is Lois, and I'm your host for the evening. And we have a dynamite show that we're planning to share with you today. The subject of our show is working hard at letting go. Working hard at letting go. And we realize that there are times in life that an individual must work hard at letting go of whatever that thing is that holds them prisoner. Because anything that you are stuck with, that you're stuck against your will, or it pulls against what you're trying to do, you are ultimately a prisoner. If there's a problem with letting go, one might find themselves stagnant. You feel like you're just standing still. You're unable to move. And we all know what happens. What if you have water that's stagnant in a place and it's not running, yet it stands there for any length of time? Number one, it accumulates all sorts of things, like it's the stench, mosquitoes, anything that's harmful or that will sort of pull against your flesh or just hinder you in some way. It's there. So if we aren't able to let go of things that's not meaningful to us, or we do become stagnant. And if you become stagnant, you will inevitably do what? Hinder your prosperity. You will die. Because if you are unable to move and prosper, what do you have? Debt. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're going to examine the different avenues that we take to secure that stage in life, because there comes a point in your life when you begin working hard at letting go of everything, and that's when knowledge comes to the forefront, when your eyes are opened about where you are and what you're doing at that particular place. And so this is what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to try to determine effectively, when does that time come in your life that you are moved to work hard at letting go? And we're going to welcome our guests. But before we do that, I want to say that I'm so very proud that everyone made it to the set this evening. And I want to reiterate, as I say at the top of every show, I'm not here to preach to you, but if we're going to come to some conclusion of truth, we have to put God in it. So if God's not in it, guess what? We don't have truth, because he is the truth and the life. And so if we're going to talk about, let's talk truth, we got to put God in it someplace. And because of that, I just want everybody to know at the top of the show, that's what you're going to be in for. We try to discuss many subjects, but the ultimate bottom line is God is the author of truth. I want to welcome our guest here this evening. We have Shannon's here this evening. We have Courtney is here this evening. Of course, we have the faithful Louise. She's here all the time offering her support. And we have Mr. Motivator. I think he loves me so much that he comes by at all times. And, of course, I'm looking at the way Shannon is looking because I did not say that she is faithful, but she's faithful all the time. And we are just so happy that she joined us this evening. So with that said, we're going to be talking about letting go. Now, if I may add this, if we're talking about letting go, that has to do with our past. Because you can't let go of something that hasn't happened to you yet. Mm-hmm. But things, you're letting go of things in the past that's hindering you. And I think we have to move to a place where we know what's important, mm-hmm. that we hang on to, and that thing that's frivolous or that's causing us our most unhappy moments, that's causing us our most pain or our most hindrance in any form. We have to reach to a point where we have to absolutely work at letting that go. So, letting go merely means we've got to let go of our past. Now, one thing I wanted to, it was like a light came on to me. Do you know your past can be something that happened a few minutes ago? Mm-hmm. As long as something has happened, mm-hmm. it is considered your past if you're now in your present. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your present, then that thing that happened to you in your past can absolutely hinder you. Am I correct?
You're correct.
That's right.
So just give me, first of all, any of you, give me your thoughts on what you feel is necessary. When we're talking about working hard at letting go, what do you think that might encompass?
That would encompass a lot of things. That would encompass being able to forgive some of the wrongs that were done to you and also to forgive yourself. But sometimes you may have done wrong to other people, so so all that would encompass letting go, and then just letting go of things that happened in the past that is no longer beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that is so true. Let me ask: anybody else want to say what entails working hard and letting go?
Well, anything that is a stumbling block that's in your anything that's in your way that keeps you from doing a thing, and that's emotional or physical or something like that, whatever has caused you pain in the past, you're still holding on to it.
Mhm. Okay, so something that you're holding on to from the past. Okay, if you're looking at any particular situation, I would say that the one thing that hinder us are our emotional ties. Mm-hmm. Emotional ties. So that would number one, what's the top subject of your emotional ties? Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It can be relationships of in any magnitude or in any surrounding. It can be husband, wife, friend, children, teacher, student, any relationship that has caused you to become stagnant. Those are the things that we need to let go of, which it's a lot to do to let go of a lot of things. Can you imagine? Emotional baggage comes with hurt. That's where hurt sets in. You can be hurt, your heart can be hurt, anything that causes you discomfort, that's part of your past that you need to learn to let go of. And we don't always know how to move in the direction to let those things go. One thing that I believe our first order of learning how to work hard at letting go is to first recognize what your purpose is. What were you purposed to do? Now, whatever you were purposed to do, every relationship that has come in contact with you in that particular time, it's either something that's going to catapult you to your destination or it's going to hinder you. And most things when we, the things that we must let go of are the things that hinder us, the things that have hurt us. Those are the things that we have to let go of. And so that's an emotional thing. First of all, what is the first step in letting go of an emotional tie? What's the first step?
Recognizing that you have a problem. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, because people are in denial, saying, oh, I'm okay, it's okay, and, oh, it didn't affect me, but it does. When people say, oh, that doesn't affect me, it affects you somewhere.
Of course it does.
And people need to stop masking the pain. Okay, you might not want people to see you hurt, but realize to yourself, yes, that hurt me. I need to find a way to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because 9 times out of 10, when you hide it, it becomes worse. And you start either treating everybody the same way or treating people differently off of your emotional experience. And that is the first thing people have to understand is, yes, I have a problem in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step.
Okay. Anybody else want to offer?
I agree with that. I think we first should acknowledge that we have an issue or we have a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think from that point on is after we acknowledge it, to accept that we're human and we're susceptible to mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my friend Bill and I watched a game, a football game, last night, and we watched another game on Sunday. And what I've learned from that, I think, is kind of like with us in life, when you fail or you make a mistake, once you acknowledge it, then assess it, look at the situation. What can I learn from this? What can I do to better myself so that I don't get myself in this predicament the next time? And and of course, as you see, the football teams or the athletes that understand their mistake and they look at it, most often they are able to learn from the mistake or learn from the play that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get back in practice, they go over that again and try to get everything put together in rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So that they won't make it again. And as you see, the teams that learn from their mistakes are the ones that capitalize and they end up being a champions. And I think with us in life, when we acknowledge it, and then look at what can I learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you look at what you can learn from it,
mm-hmm.
then you leave it in the past and move forward.
Exactly. I agree with you. One thing we have to know in our own minds, when there's something that moves within us and we know that it has stopped you, you've become stagnant in a place.
Mm-hmm.
Like Courtney said, the first thing you do once you recognize that that is a problem, and then we have to move from there. Now, let me ask you this, and I think everyone can relate to what I'm about to say. There are so many things that we hear in life, if somebody hurts you, they're going to get it back. But how good does that make you feel? Does that change how you feel about something, knowing that someone else is going to feel like you felt one of these days? I don't think that's
not complete satisfaction. Knowing that, hey, they're going to get it back or they're going to lose out because of what they did to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not complete satisfaction. And the But satisfaction is to be able to move past it.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to forgive.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then as he said, if it rattles you up, then you know you got to ask yourself, hey, have I really forgiven? Because
mm-hmm.
some of us there are scars,
mm-hmm.
and if someone touches that scar, if that scar hasn't quite healed up, you're gonna jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might say, hey, I'm ready for this relationship, but if there's a scar that hasn't quite healed, and somebody touches it, you're gonna react.
You're gonna react to it, okay? We were talking about, you know, how maybe something you have experienced a hurt somewhere, an emotional hurt,
mm-hmm.
and then you can assess in your mind all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all right. They're going to get it back. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't bring satisfaction or healing to you.
In the everyday society, people can say it does
mm-hmm.
Bring satisfaction because we love to see the bad guy get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want mm-hmm. swift justice now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to wait around. When we hear people say, God's going to get it, God's going to get them, or whatever, karma,
mm-hmm.
we want karma to happen
mm-hmm.
now, not then.
Right.
And I mean, in our most raw form of human emotion, we want punishment swift.
Mm-hmm.
We know whatever somebody has wronged us, we want it done. Whatever done to us, we want it done back to them. Right then and there,
mm-hmm.
which is wrong. But the only way that we can come from that is if we leave the world of every day and get into the Christian side. Because if you don't have that, then you will revert to, I want them now. You can even see that people, even Christians, so-called Christians, don't even have it. Because they can say yes, and the Bible says this, but if their child or something gets messed with, or just say, God forbid, something happens to them, then they want the person who did it. They want them to put them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. They want swift justice. And these are the things that, yeah, it's wrong to want it, you know, right then and there, but that's our human nature. We have to overcome that.
Right. You know, wait, I have something to say.
Okay. It's not always just based on, it is human nature, but if you think about it, because I'm a person that has a problem letting go. If you do something to me, or if I find you trifling or sorry or anything of that nature, like you're coming against me in some way, I have a problem with that. Now, the first time someone does something to you, you don't feel that way. You're not like, oh, they need to get it right now. People develop that after being done over so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to look at the fact of, especially if it's in a realm where, you know, the carnal people, you know, carnally thinking, people think, you know, karma, she's a, you know what, and she's going to come back. So when people do bad things, they expect, oh, well, that's probably because I did this, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a person who are at least making an attempt, are trying to do right,
mm-hmm.
not do anything to anyone, and it seems like you're always the one that somebody's doing something to, it makes you have a problem. Like, why can't they get it? Like, why am I destined to be done in by other people? Are they ever going to, and especially if it's someone who has done a lot of people that way, am I destined to just be done like this, or is that person just okay just to free and live? It makes you question a lot of things. You start questioning, well, maybe if I was acting like them, then maybe I wouldn't have a problem like this. And you begin to get hardened on the inside, and people can say all day long, oh, that's because you're void of Christ. I know a lot of people in the church who are hardened by people, things that people have done to them, whether it's in the church, outside the church. I can't speak for anyone else, but if it's somebody I really don't know, I expect anything. You know, I would expect them to want to hurt me or to do something because they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a bond. But if we have broken bread together, we've sat down, we've eaten, we've gone places, we've done things. You call me on the phone, I call you, and or you've needed me for something. Let me borrow this or let me do this. Or I've depended upon you in some manner. And then you turn around and you stab me in my back
mm-hmm.
or you do something to me. I'm a big person on words, especially if you tell me you love me, whether it be my friend, my mother, or whomever. If you tell me those things or you say that you're my friend, I expect you to maintain yourself that way. If you do something unbefitting of the relationship that we have, no matter what aspect, to me, I take that as a sign of betrayal. And it does. I want to see you punished swiftly, because if I haven't done anything to you, why, you know, what makes me so expendable?
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, Shannon. I hear what all of you're saying. And that's one thing that prompted this particular topic that says working hard
mm-hmm.
at letting go. That means you have to work hard at letting go, especially where emotions are concerned. You have to work hard. I was talking to a young man today, and at the time when I talked to him, I told him, I said, I was just crushed by something someone said to me just a little bit earlier. And he said this, he said, Miss Bullock, he said, understand something about you. He said, you are a powerful, powerful woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you are a good person. He said, you try to treat people right. He said, so therefore, you're going to be hit at on a daily basis. He said, if you are not hit at, if someone is not trying to do you bad, he said, you need to stop and look at that situation, because that means you're on the wrong territory.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it got me to thinking,
mm-hmm.
we are so, when our emotions are involved, we're so determined to fight back in some way. We're really determined to fight back in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But
self-preservation.
But mm-hmm. as I said earlier, the number one thing in remembering how our reaction is
mm-hmm.
is, what is your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What are you purposed to do? And once you figure out what your purpose is, you can kind of follow your destiny. You can follow your journey along the way, and you can just about tell every time you're hit why you're hit. Because you're hit to stop you from fulfilling your purpose. That's why you're hit. Now, I'm a person, I'm a very sentimental person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very emotional. I mean, I cry over anything. And I really cry when I see people make it, when I see people overcome odds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll boohoo, but I'll cry because I'm happy that you made it. And
but
every time...
At some point, don't you think you can connect with that because of things you've been through, how you've been held back
yes.
by how people have done you, and you, it gives you some sense of hope or optimism to know.
Yes, because I was just going to say, every time I see someone overcome odds, you know what I say? I have got to have my turn sometime. You know, I will not leave this world without experiencing my time to shine, because look at this person. It was, you know, they had so much against them, but look how they overcome. It can be anything. It can be an animal who overcame odds. I look at the movie Secretariat, and I think about that horse that he ran a horrible race,
mm-hmm.
and they talked about he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. Every time I see that movie, I see how Secretariat ran, and no one has broken his record yet. I think he ran 31 horse length in front of the pack. He started out full speed. He ran a race that nobody, no other horse has ever done, and he ran it. And when I see that movie, I cry, because he overcame those odds, and he made it.
So I think about me, and this is why I don't spend time. I try not to spend time holding on to that hurt when someone has hurt me. There's a song, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Keith Urban. He's a country and western singer. He's from Australia, but he's a country and western singer. And I love his songs dearly. Mm-hmm. He has this song that I adopted a long time ago, and it says, "You'll Think of Me." And I said that at my wedding, I was going to play that song for all of the men who's ever broken my heart and who's, you know, who's given me that song and dance, "I love you, sweetie," but really didn't love me. Mm-hmm. And I said I was going to have someone sing that song, "You'll Think of Me," because it says, out of all the things you've done to me, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it. But way down the road, when you're sitting in your little chair, lonely and broken, and I'm out here sailing and have my own TV show and a huge church congregation and all this going for me and a husband who loves me dearly, you're going to think of me. You're going to say, "You know, that could have been me. But I was too foolish, you know, to see it." So those are the things. And so that's as far as I go to saying you're going to get it back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get it the way you did me.
Mm-hmm. But in actuality, I used to hold things like that. But I had to, first of all, I like controlling my own body, my own mind. So when I think that, well, I can't, this person who I can't let go of this emotion from this wrongness, if it keeps on making me feel negative, then I'm giving my power to them. They have control over me.
Exactly.
So I sit now, and when people do stuff to me, I just, okay, I learn from about, I put it into categories. I say, okay, is this going to kill me?
Not going to kill you.
Does this stop me from advancing with money-wise or anything like that? No. Well, then, once we really break it down, what they really did to us really was insignificant. It really wasn't nothing. But we made it something because we expected more out of, we put a person on a pedestal when you cannot put a person on a pedestal, because when you do, you in their eyes, you're saying, they can't do any wrong. But mankind, will fail at some point, whether it is they cheat on you or they do something, they will fail. And all, if we say, well, this is more important than this kind of thing, but all of it to somebody else might be more important than what you think that's more important.
Mm-hmm.
So once we understand that part, when we can say, yes, they have an opportunity to do me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that. Let me now. If I don't, that then I can deal with it. Then I think it's easier for you to deal with it like that when you know, okay, this person can, they will let me down.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, it says that man will let you down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand that man will let you down, I don't care if you think your wife is the most bestest person in the world. She might not cheat on you or anything like that, but she will let you down somewhere. And it's going to be somewhere one time that you might say, hey, this really hurt. And they're not knowing it, but it's something for you to hurt. So, but if you don't put a person on that pedestal, then that hurt won't hit so hard.
But, you know, and you're absolutely right. But me as an individual, it's not that I put people on a pedestal, but let me tell you where my hurt comes from. Because I say, I don't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that's a lot like tooting my own horn, but I say in a minute, I don't deserve to be treated that way. I'm better than that, and I should be treated differently. So if I'm going to use that,
but
then
who determines?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm going to use that, then I have to be have a better choice of who I connect with. And the people that I connect with will know that I'm better than that.
Because that's what I'm saying, because what you just said, because I think I'm better. You think you're better, but
yeah.
You're just another person.
Mm-hmm.
We all think that we should not be done wrong, but we get done wrong. The question is, how do we handle it?
Yes.
Well, my thing is this. I have a problem with letting go because I set realistic expectations to everyone I know. No matter what dimension of a relationship, I set realistic expectations. If you are my mother, there are certain things I expect. She knows what I expect. My brother knows what I expect. My friends, family, it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone who deals with me knows what I expect. And I have a problem when I put those expectations out there and you are entering into agreement with me saying, okay, I understand this is how you operate, and then you totally diminish my expectations. Because if I'm living up to yours, if I can't live up to yours from the beginning, I'm going to back away from then. Then, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that. But you just come along as if you can live up those expectations, and then you purposefully, or there's sometimes I have a problem. I don't have a problem with people who accidentally do things. But things you do on a continual basis are purposefully. If I tell you that bothers me, you keep doing it, you meant to do it. So that means right at that point, I have a problem. I do.
Okay.
Let
me ask you this. So we're talking about working hard now to let go.
Yeah, you let them go after life,
dude. So if you let them go, but what if you are purposed for that person to be in your life? What if that's your purpose?
But
how do you do that then?
I'm going to answer your question with another question. I'm going to piggyback your question.
Okay.
If we were walking down the street and you were constantly looking back because your past is in the behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are constantly looking back, tell me how far you would get without hurting yourself.
You're not going to get far.
Not far. You step up here. And
that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing of letting go.
Working hard to let go.
You're constantly looking back. You cannot progress if you are constantly. There is no, in a car, that's a reason why they made the rearview mirror so small. And you're not supposed to be you're not supposed to always looking back and looking
back.
You can't look forward at the same time. You cannot do that. And that's the thing in the Bible. It wasn't so much as in Sodom and Gomorrah when the lady was when you look back, that's where your heart is. If your heart is in mess, you can't get blessed with nothing. You got to reach out and bring your heart to the forefront.
Exactly.
You cannot keep on looking backwards. Like Shannon said, you know, she has some points, but if you already setting goals, they're going to break goals. Let me tell you why they're going to break goals. They're human, and the enemy knows your goals you set.
So when you set them, it's going to devastate, like I told you.
That's mm-hmm. why you don't go into no relationship with no goal set.
And we can't go in, write on our paper that he's got to be size 9 shoe, bowling.
Who I ended up with is not the whole way that my ideal person is.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you don't set what I want because you might not get everything you want.
You get what you need to fulfill that purpose, but it is actually what you want.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Your mouth is saying one thing, but your heart knows another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't do that because there's nowhere in the whole world that you can go reverse but go forward.
No.
Your car won't even go max speed going reverse.
No. Mr. Motivator can't
hit with your tariffs on.
No, it won't go fast. It won't go 100 miles an hour. They have a limit on how fast the car will go going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know this, and everywhere in the world, animals, humans, and everything got eyes going forward, we walk forward, because we're trying to progress. But if we stay looking backwards, you will run into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I task everybody, starting tomorrow, turn your head and walk everywhere you're going to go. Everywhere you're going to go, get in the car, drive everywhere you're going to go, and see how far you make it. But I call it stay form or breaking that leg or walking in front of the street and letting the truck hit you.
And let me ask you this. People, you can basically, I believe I can, when I meet you, I can tell after talking with you a little bit, I can tell if you have let go of something or you're still holding on to something.
Mm-hmm.
People who hold on to things have attitudes. They're angry. I mean, you know, they're just angry. You can't get in a kind word out of them. Just, you know, how you doing, Mr. Motivator? Oh, sir. Who you said? I don't know. Don't call me this. Don't say it. You know, they're always attacking. And you can tell easily if that's a person who needs to let go of something because
it's a defense mechanism, actually.
Yes, but
because you feel like you have to be, and it's nothing that you try to do. It's something that you feel like you have to do because when you let people into your immediate circle, that's where the problem starts.
But that means you're expecting a problem from the onset.
Right, because of things that you have experienced beforehand. It's like Pavlov's dog. You know, you keep doing repetitive behavior, that's what you're going to think is going to happen. So in order to avoid everything you've been through, you've just been on the fence. Keep everybody in the system.
But the thing of it is, but you're stagnant. You're not progressing.
Because okay, if you keep your defenses up, how will you love? Because my thing is, if I have defenses up, the only thing that can come out is weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, a fort. If I'm in a fortress, that's my defense. What's the only thing coming out? Arrows and rocks from catapults and oil, boiling oil, and things like that. Nothing good comes out of a fort. All of it is weapons of war. So that's how, if I'm like that, no love can come out of my fort.
You know, you are so absolutely right. Listen, I thought I was the most loving person in the whole wide world. But as I am now, but I wasn't. Let me tell you, I had this great revelation. Yes, it was a revelation. Yes, about myself. When I realized I was told and made to see, Lois, you have never loved a man in your entire life. Now, I'm saying this on this broadcast because it is absolutely true. And if you thought about it, I just knew I have loved someone. By God, I have three biological children that I drank water to have. Now, with those three biological children, somebody tell me, are you saying I never loved their father? You yes. Understand what I'm saying? But how could that be?
Because of what you thought.
Exactly. Now, the other side of that, I was made to say, see, Lois, if you've never loved a man, no man has ever loved you.
Burn.
And I said, low down, dirty men, how can you not love me?
What they do.
And I absolutely, the last straw was, Lois, whatever you give is what you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, Mr. Motivator, I allowed God to fix me on the inside. So now I'm ready. That was a song. I know it's a song out there somewhere that says ready for love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes,
India Irene.
I am ready for love.
Got to be another one. Give me an old school.
Well, I was just going to say, I like what you said. You allow things to come in so God could fix you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some good things. You know, it reminds me of our mind process. You know, we're somewhat similar to a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the computer, it's garbage in, garbage out. Whatever we feed into ourselves,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to come out. And we were designed to process things. Our mind was designed to take on things and to process those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so was our body. Our body was designed to take in things and to process things. And, of course, you know, we have the digestive system that works to process things. But, see, but if things don't go through the digestive system, if it's not working properly and we just hold on to a lot of things in us, I think the doctors diagnosed that as major constipation.
Mm-hmm.
When we hold on when we hold on, that's right. When you hold on to too much garbage, you hold on to things that aren't good for you,
mm-hmm.
guess what? It can cause things
to back up,
just like that the pipe in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets backed up, it's a dangerous situation.
And that's something we have to work at. People don't want to work at letting go. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to love. I want to be loved. I don't want to hang on to nothing negative within me. I want to be an awesome person. Yes.
That's
I just want to let my soul free, like on what's that soul glow?
Soul glow.
Yes.
And once we do that, I believe that we can see things clearer, because when just like Mr. Motivate said, if you have major constipation or a blockage,
mm-hmm.
you can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a wise man sitteth down and counted out the cost
mm-hmm.
to do battle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you don't do battle. You're not supposed to battle something unless you've already beat it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to know a thing, but we go in, and I'm saying that's why we hold on to things. We're not knowing this battle, and it's beating us
mm-hmm.
when we should take control of it and beat it.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many bitter people. We have moms and dads who don't talk. We have kids that don't talk to their mothers because of something that you should have kept us. But if they only knew that, you know, well, you would have been worse off if you'd have been with your biological
mm-hmm.
than you are now. Then that was a blessing.
Exactly.
And see, we don't think of these things, that everything, though, happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is learn from it
yeah.
and move on, because yeah. if everything's a learning tool, and if we're still stuck in the third grade and we're 30, we're retarded.
Yeah.
Or mentally challenged.
And let me say this. I heard a young man. This is a young man, like 20 years old. He talked so vulgar to his dad today. And he gave his dad word for word. Now, I just challenge young men and young women. That is the first commandment with promise in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
God is not pleased when young men and young women
mm-hmm.
curse their parents out and talk crazy to them. God is not in that.
Well, that's because that dad should have backhanded him.
Well, a lot of things. No one, sometimes you have to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think no daddy is afraid of his kid. But there are consequences for, you know, you got to make a living. Sometimes your job depends on you not being arrested. You have to think about you got to feed your family. You got to do this.
But that child living with you and he pointed something, put him out.
But something has to be done. I would put him out in a New York minute. But I will say this. Karma is a booger. And in order for us not to be drawn into situations like that, we've got to work hard in letting go of whatever put us in this position. You know, it's a lot of things put us in certain positions.
I agree with you, Lois. And, you know, I would like to say, we shouldn't beat up on ourselves too hard because my grandmother said something to me a long time ago, and it made a lot of sense. She said, it's difficult. She said, it's difficult to love a rattlesnake.
Yes.
Okay, and she gave me an analogy of this woman who saw a snake, a rock fell on him, and the snake was crushed, and she took the snake in and bandaged it up and wrapped it, put it close to the fireplace, and nursed the snake, and she would even pet the snake, and she thought the snake loved her because they had a relationship. And she said one night she was getting ready to get into bed, and as she was bending over, the snake raised up and bit her. And she asked him, she said, why did you bite me? I took you in. I showed you love. He said, well, you knew I was a snake when you took me in, didn't
you? Yes.
So sometimes it's not just you. It's difficult to love a snake.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and people, you know, in the audience or whatever, and listening audience, they can listen, well, you know, Courtney, you don't know really what you're talking about or something like that. But I've had things happen to me when I was younger with another family. And the things that when I was younger, it caused me to really dislike a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some things, I mean, you know, where you'd be mad. But right now, I could care less. I could care less about, you know, about what happened back then. I laugh at some of the stuff then. My dad, for instance, I love my dad right now. I love him with all my heart. But he was not there when I was a kid. He was there for a little bit, but he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't there. He didn't give us money and all this. Me and my mom and my, you know, he didn't provide like that. But do I hate him for that? You know, do I hold him accountable? No. Do I hate him? No. Let me tell you what, because that's all that he knew. That's all that he knew to do. You know, why am I going to hate something that happened long time ago when I really couldn't understand it or whatever like that? God made allowances for me to have love. I had love. What if I would have had him in my life and something would have happened? What if he wouldn't have turned out the man he was today? Because I believe the stuff that he went through had to turn him for good. Now he's a reverend. And he doesn't, but I believe what he had to go through had to put him into that point. So, yeah, he called me. I don't hold no ill will toward him.
And that's part of the title we're talking about today, Working Hard at Letting Go. You've got to, and we have like 9 minutes, and I'm going to kind of summarize this a little bit. Working hard at letting go, number one, has to start with you recognizing that you need to let go of something. Then number two, you have to realize your purpose, which is the same as your destination. Where are you supposed to be headed? Then, once you have those two things, then you know how to, this is not going to help me get to where I'm going. What I'm trying to hold on to is not going to get. This person that hurt me, don't need to be in my life anyway. Because anybody that is supposed to be in your life, they're not going to always be there on a smooth scale, because the idea is for you to sabotage your destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people coming into your space is going to come with a little controversy, because that's the person that has to help you get to where you're going, fulfill your purpose. So if you kick them out at an early stage, that's why you have to bring in that third element, forgiveness. Learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive and not hold on to extra baggage. You have to learn how to forgive. Then if you learn how to forgive, you have taken every weapon from the devil that has hindered you or could hinder you and allow you to become stagnant in a place where you stink and you cannot accomplish the things that you've been purposed to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the bottom line, take, assess who you are. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at how beautiful, how gorgeous, how fine you are. Know that God made you that way. Men, show your muscles. Women, sit up and take notice of who you are. And then once you can sit there and say, this is who I am, I know what I'm purposed to do, and I don't have time to lay stagnant in no situation. I am fulfilling this purpose. My journey and my destination is going to be on point. So either come with me or get off my ship.
Well, that's a beautiful summation. I was thinking, I saw a show this week, and this lady was on this show, and they were fighting, and they wanted to do a lie detector test. But the bottom line is that this guy who she loved, he had cheated so badly. He had cheated with the neighbors next door, around the corner, and he had 9 kids that she knew about. And there were other kids that popped up all over. And the lady finally came to that, you know, I don't need this. And I was so happy for the lady, because she finally realized that she didn't have to put up that situation.
No, you don't. You don't have to. And so you'll find out that a lot of things we need to let go of, it's not that hard to let go. I told you, once you assess all these things and who you are, and the things that you have to be, and how beautiful you are, how gorgeous you are. But one man may not like a woman with full hips, but there's one who likes a woman with full hips.
He may be 5'2" or whatever, but he may be that person.
Believe me, we're gonna be matched up with our purpose to be matched up with. So before we have about 5 minutes.
Five,
I want to say this.
Can I say hi to somebody out there in Cossie? Hey, how y'all doing, folks?
Go right ahead. I would say hi to somebody in Kilmer, but they don't have nor do they have internet. So we will not be able to talk to anybody from Kilmer. Can you find a carrier pigeon on the internet? And make sure we send a carrier pigeon down to Gilmore. They don't have cell phones, nor landlines, nor computers.
He's coming.
They don't have any of that.
That's faster than a Pony Express.
Okay, so listen, let me tell you, I hope you all have enjoyed the show. And I do hope not only have you enjoyed the show, but feel free to send me an email. Send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And you can also check out my blog page, lawrencebullock.blogspot.com. And for those of you who you can check it out on Twitter as well, at letstalktruth333@gmail.com. So just check us out on Twitter and all of those other places you can check me out. And hopefully a lot of you listened in tonight. And we're going to have a point where maybe one day real soon you guys can call in and just tell me what a gorgeous person you think I am right on the air so that everyone can listen in.
Hey.
And I want to thank Courtney for being here today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Shannon for being here today. She always... Okay. She says she's going to go into meditation. We'll get her. She'll be in the green room meditating.
Thank you.
Louise, we thank you for coming in, and you were absolutely just so bright and shiny this evening. Glad that you were here. Mr. Motivator,
thank you for being here. And I want to, you know, I appreciate the email that we received. And the people in Coffee, they want to thank you for the free sugar sandwich that you passed out of the last radio broadcast.
Hey! Mr. Motivator does stand-up comedy, so he's being a comedian here on my show. But let's talk truth. We know that they don't have sugar and none of that in Gilman.
He's just being, you know, jovial because he's really trying to stop crying for that little... way back mule that he rode over here to the studio.
I want to say hello to my friend Scott. Ray Scott tonight.
Okay, yeah, we were trying to call him so he could be on the show because he had such great insight.
But
we'll get him over here.
The rain, the traffic kind of got in his way because he couldn't get around with the horse and buggy in the traffic.
Oh, okay. But we're going to make sure he gets over here to the next show. We did send the limo to pick up Mr. Motivator, but he was betting determined to come on that mule, so he came. And that's how he made it. Okay. We've got like 1 minute left.
Oh, can we say hi to Shannon's boyfriend, Bubba Jr.?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Baby. Hey, Bubba. What's that, Bubba? Maybe on the air. Don't get everybody on the radio, man. Don't Shannon get crossed. Do not make Sister Shannon act up on that talk. Bad
talk. Okay, you guys. We have less than a minute, so I'm going to say we have been talking about working hard at letting go and knowing what your purpose to do so that you can let that mess go. Let all the hurt or whatever else has attacked you, let it go. And we want to say this. I am Lois Bullock, and you just shared Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And awesome.